Hello, I'm Haley Steinman, a sophomore at West Claremont High School, and in this podcast, I will talk about many topics relating to immigration issues in America. Later in this podcast, I will interview my mother, Stacy Sudoff, to get a look at her views on immigration in this country. First, to give a little background with immigration issues from the 1900s, we'll start with the 1924 Immigration Act. The 1924 Immigration Act is a United States federal law that set quotas on the number of immigrants from certain countries. The law was aimed at further decreasing immigration. It was enacted by the 68th U.S. Congress and was effective on May 26th of 1924. To take action against Trump's concerns with immigrants, DACA was discovered. DACA stands for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. This is an American immigration policy that allows some individuals who are brought to the U.S. illegally as a child to receive a renewable two-year period of deferred action from deportation and become eligible for a work permit in the U.S. Trump's administration announced it was rescinding this program in September of 2017. Since then, research has showed that DACA has decreased the wages and employment status of DACA-eligible immigrants. It has also improved mental health outcomes and reduced the number of illegal immigrant households living in poverty. Along with DACA, since Trump has been in office, Trump's travel ban was discovered. Donald Trump's travel ban is an executive order to keep refugees from entering the country. The countries affected are Iran, Iraq, Syria, Sudan, Libya, Yemen, and Somalia. The travel ban indefinitely suspends the issuance of immigrant and non-immigrant visas. On July 1st of 2018, there was a protest against the ban. In Ben Railton's article called DACA, the 1924 Immigration Act and American Exclusion, he mainly focuses on explaining a few different acts going against immigration. In the article, Railton mentions the battle between exclusionary and inclusive visions of America. By this, he means the arguments as to if America should allow immigrants or not. Here to join me, I have my mother, Stacy Sudoff. What are your views on immigration?
I don't think it's safe for us U.S. citizens. I think we need to have increased border control. It takes away jobs. They could be possible terrorists and us not know it.
With all that has been said, you may be asking what or how any of this relates to today. All of these laws show different views on immigration, and each has its own way of keeping America in line and the safest country it can be. That's it for today. Thanks!